This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the Sarei Shel Esav, the archangel of Esav, comes to wrestle with Yaakov Avinu, and it is well known. The question of the Chafetz Chaim, this is brought in a footnote in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, it's also brought in the Kovetz Ma'amorim and Biurei Agadois al Derech HaPshat of Rebbe Elchanan, that the Samach Mem did not come to destroy Avraham or Yitzchak, only Yaakov Avinu. And the Chafetz Chaim says from here, it is illustrated, the powerful idea, the powerful teaching, that as much as the Yetzer Hara does not approve and does not enjoy chesed, he could tolerate it. And as much as the Yetzer Hara and the Samach Mem cannot stand davening, but they'll slide with it. But Torah is the antidote, the very kryptonite of the Yetzer Hara, and that is something that the Samach Mem cannot live with, as the Gemara says in Kedushin Laman Amid Beis, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Loi Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote for the Yetzer Hara. As Ramchal writes in the Derech Etz Chaim, that for the Yetzer Hara, Limud HaTorah is the Sam HaMoves, and for Klal Yisrael, it's the Sam HaChaim. But can we add one or two more nekudos that we could learn from here? Because yes, the Samach Mem only attacked Yaakov, but why now? Why is the Samach Mem attacking Yaakov Inu Davka now? He was learning Torah always. So perhaps the first point we see is now Yaakov Inu is returning to Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. As the Chida writes in his Tshuvas in the Yosef Oimetz, Simen Yotes, that there is no greater mitzvah than supporting the learning of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, because you're combining two mitzvahs that are Shakal Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. The mitzvah of Limud HaTorah and the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. So yes, Yaakov Avinu was learning Torah his whole life, but now that he's going back to learn in Eretz Yisrael, that the Yetzer Hara can't stand. There, as great as Talmud Torah is, it's even greater. Ein Torah Ketaris Eretz Yisrael, Avir Da'ara Machkim. So you'll ask, but Yaakov Avinu learned Torah in the beginning of his life in Eretz Yisrael. He was Ish Tam Yoshev Oyhalim. So then the Yetzer Hara didn't try to destroy him. Why now? And again, perhaps it's because of what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that the Gemara discusses, should a person first learn Torah and then get married, or first get married then learn Torah? And there's an idea mentioned in the Rishonim that one should first get married and then learn Torah, because then one's learning will be B'Kiddusha V'Tahara. So now that Yaakov Avinu is not only returning to learn, but returning to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and returning married, this will be the highest darga of Limud HaTorah possible. That is something that the Yetzer Hara cannot stand. And that's a very powerful teaching and idea of A, the greatness of Limud HaTorah, B, the greatness of Limud HaTorah in Artzeinu HaKadosha, and 3, the greatness of Limud HaTorah B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.